On this episode, we review lunch at Space 220, Epcot's new out-of-this-world dining experience. Today is October 12th, 2021, and this is episode 399 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit subscribe, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, at-home live streams, bonus episodes, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, which now, as of today, has a brand new flannel design, a whole lot more, you can visit wonderlandcrew.com and check out our Patreon group. And if you want to check out some of our wonderful partners, go to msmfriends.com. But if you're ready to plan that next trip to Disney, maybe going on a cruise, Universal, or pretty much anywhere else in the world that will allow you to visit, go to msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience, and you can fill out a form for a free quote. And finally, this is episode 399, which means that next episode on Friday, October 15th, is our 400th episode. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can call our Google voicemail number at 719-642-8405, and we would love to have you leave a message. Go ahead and state your name, where you're from, and let us know what your absolute favorite Disney memory is. And then, as well, how you learned about Main Street Magic and started listening to the show. So again, you can call, leave a voicemail anytime from now until tomorrow evening, basically, on October 13th, 719-642-8405. All right, so today we are talking all about the brand new Space 220 restaurant.
Yay.
So excited for this review. All right, I say we just get into it. What do you think?
Okay, yeah.
Rhonda, go ahead, go through some of our standard bullet points that we like to go over, and then we'll talk Space 220.
Okay. So this dining located in World Disney... Okay, sorry. This dining is located in World Discovery at Epcot. This is unique and themed dining. You do get your discount for an annual pass holder for 10% off. Dining plans obviously are not available at the moment. Lunch is from 11:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. and dinner is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, lunch and dinner are fixed menus and prices. So lunch is $55 per person.
Yeah, and dinner is $79. And so for lunch, you're going to get to choose an appetizer and an entree. Dinner time, you do app, entree, and a dessert. And there are differing menus, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an option you can do walk up. There are no reservations for the lounge, which has about 70 seats, I want to say.
Okay.
But right now, I know during the day, especially like lunchtime, you're seeing, you know, sometimes upwards of 2 hours or so wait for the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that after 4 p.m. that wait starts to drop a little bit. So you may be better off trying for like a dinner at the lounge if you want.
Okay.
Good thing about the lounge is it does have its own menu that you can order off of if you don't want to do the prefix lunch.
Okay,
or
but
dinner.
You can
but
do...
you can do that as well.
Okay, cool.
And as we go through and you know, you'll see some of the pricing and all that. And the biggest question I think everybody has, or maybe I can say people seem to complain about who haven't even been, is that it's expensive. You know, well, yeah.
Right.
But when you look, so this is a Patina Group restaurant, mm-hmm. right? $55 for lunch.
Right.
App, entree. The Edison is also a Patina Group restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go over there and individually for yourself, order an app and an entree, you're going to be somewhere around $45 to $55.
Yep.
So it's really not priced too high or anything. It's right on where it should be, I think.
And once we get in and talk about our experience, I think the price is 100% on point.
I do too.
So
I do too. Talk about, we had a 1 p.m. reservation. And this was on our Saturday of the 50th anniversary weekend. So I know we mentioned this, you know, the last episodes, but we really wanted to devote a whole episode to this brand new out of this world adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our 1 p.m. Reservation. You, myself, our friends Rachel and Kat,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful because we're going to get to share with you four different appetizers and four different entrees.
Yes.
As we all made sure to order something different. Talk about the arrival experience and going to outer space, Rhonda, because we ate lunch in space.
It was really cool. I like how it's tucked out of the way, out of, like, you really do feel like you are going into this elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you check in and it's really cool because first there's, unfortunately, because of the demand for it, there's an umbrella, which a cast member, you know, if you already have your reservations and, you know, it's time, then you get to go past them and then you get to kind of go around the corner and you have this cast member, couple cast members, and the sign Space 220 behind it. And it's just, it's simple, but it's just really cool, I think.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it, because it is this kind of like simple facade out front. It's not like you feel like you're walking into a space station or something from the outside.
Right.
But once you get in, it is kind of like this little hidden area in a way. Do want to say a big shout out and hello to Daniela, who is the manager there.
Yes.
Who we had the pleasure of meeting. And she's is
amazing.
Awesome.
Yes.
So much energy. Actually came previously from El Mercado in Coronado Springs. It was such a pleasure getting a chance to meet her. So we get inside and then they give you your little boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to kind of wait in, and that's where it starts to feel a little bit more like a space.
I was just going to say, like, when you walk in, yes, it's very like, oh, it's just so bright and neat.
Yeah.
And like, it's, and you're like, ooh, what, where are we going next? And yeah, so then the cast members do say, or this, what are they called? The space?
They're space stationers? I don't know.
Yeah, so then we wait for our elevator and she tells us where we go in, and it's really neat because you walk in and she's like, there's actually like a circle of a
it's a whole circle elevator,
right? But
it'd be your portal.
Gosh.
yeah
but I'm trying to, like, where you hold on.
Oh, a railing?
Yes, a
yes,
whole circle railing.
Rhonda?
I couldn't think of that name.
We're not good with words this morning. We are both extremely tired, and Rhonda's getting ready to go do her 10-hour day. We sound out of it. It's because we are.
Sorry. Sometimes I do have problems with words. But anyway, so yeah, the railing, and she's like, okay, hold on. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, and then she says, all right, you know, I guess we're ready for liftoff or whatever. I can't remember exactly because I was just so, like, just in awe of all this. And so she says, there's, you know, look down and look up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, again, these circular, screens.
Portals. Yeah, we'll call
windows,
them portals, I think.
Portals.
Windows.
And, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You watch yourself blast off from... And then it is like you see Florida. It is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So why is this called Space 220? You remember?
I do not.
This elevator takes you 220 miles to the space station to dine.
Right.
And what's interesting about it is it's built as an elevator. It's, you know, I think I thought originally with this concept, and I tried not to watch anything. Like, I'm just that way. Like, we knew we wanted to be dining here, and I kind of want to be surprised by some things. But it gives the illusion that you are fixed to a tower that it runs along the whole time. I was thinking originally it was going to be more like you were getting into more of a space shuttle that would take off. But this is fixed, connected, like an elevator, taking you all the way up to space.
Yes.
And yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can look up, you look down, like Rhonda said, you start to see all of Florida and Earth coming into your view, and it's just the coolest experience.
It
has a feeling of movement, but nothing.
Yeah.
If anybody's worried that it's like a ride, it's nothing that I think would make anyone sick or, you know what I mean, nauseous or something.
Yeah.
I did have somebody, when I was talking to Kurt Stone from the Geekin' on WDW podcast, the other night, that was kind of his fear, was like, all right, is it like, what's the movement like? Compare it to your transport ship. If you've done Rise of the Resistance, when right. you get in there, it has that same kind of subtle movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, yeah, because I think they said you go 13,000, what was it, 13,000 miles per hour or
yeah.
something is what it is. So it's not, it doesn't have that feeling of you going, oh, or especially when you're coming back down, you know,
right.
you're like, hey, I'm full of food. You know, you're going to shoot me down to earth, but.
And I will say, when she did say, hold on, it kind of made me nervous. But yeah, I mean, Jeremy's right. It's kind of like that Rise of Resistance. I had my patch on because of hopefully riding Ratatouille mm-hmm. that weekend. So when she did say that, I'm not going to lie, I was very excited that I had my patch on.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was.
And it's
fine.
Good, smooth simulation.
So, yeah.
I mean, it really yep. is. The screens and yep. all, it's not like it's something I think that's so quick that, again, if you are prone to motion sickness,
yep.
I don't think anybody would have an issue.
Yep.
And if you thought you were going to, then you can just close your eyes. So it opens up. You open up the elevator door and you walk out into the restaurant. And to me, it has that same initial wow factor of coming out of the elevator at California Grill. Coming out of the elevator at Topolino's.
Absolutely.
And there are these giant windows
yep.
that are looking out into space and over Earth. And it's just, wow.
Yeah.
And the decor and everything is very, I'd call it, what, maybe space modern?
Yeah.
You know, everything's very clean.
Yep.
I like the fact that it's kind of like, it's a bit darker in there
mm-hmm.
because you're out in outer space,
right.
you know? And I just, yeah, I love all that. And we got a table right by one of the windows.
Yeah.
If you're on that lower level, you're looking out more into kind of like a space and you almost have to kind of look into the window to see some of Earth. If you are up a little bit higher or where the lounge is, you're going to have a much wider view.
Yep.
But I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
No,
potentially.
Yeah,
everybody's going to have a good view.
I think so.
And most of the tables, not that we've sat at every table, most all the tables are positioned in a way
yep.
where everybody at your table is going to have a view. It's,
yep.
you know, because this isn't a 360 all the way around. It's kind of like
right.
not even 180, maybe a little less. But I love the decor. You agree with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was really neat, too, when Kat and I had to go to the restroom. So, you know, we got up and we got to walk all the way around it too. And that was really neat seeing that.
Yeah.
So,
how are the bathrooms? Are they spacey?
Like, yes, modern spacey.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like too where I noticed too much, but yeah, clean and pretty and yeah.
Where does it go when you flush?
I don't know.
Is it just floating around in space?
I don't know.
Mm. Do you have to pee in a portal?
No.
They're regular toilets?
Yeah.
They just look like regular toilets? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they're like maybe they had some special space toilets or something, or like the ones on an airplane.
No.
I guess they just gather all that up and then... All right. So, yeah, I love the decor. We would have Kat not only as our friend dining with us, but also as our waitress.
Well, not our friend Kat.
Right.
But
well, yes, that made...
yeah,
I meant the name.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is fun.
You...
So yeah, we had Kat as our waitress.
She did not get up and waitress us.
No, that would have been funny.
That would have been.
She was wonderful.
She was
absolutely outstanding. And it's always good to you know to see when the cast members and all are just so knowledgeable. You know, and
yes.
you always have these restaurants say, you know, well, if you have any questions. But the great part is sometimes you do have questions, and they've got great answers.
Right.
One of mine being when we were ordering is they have this galactic lobster globe. I thought was like an enhancement.
Right.
For $18.
Yep.
But what actually it's a replacement in a sense. So it counts as your entree
mm-hmm.
and then it's an additional $18 on top of the
right.
55.
And she explained that so
very, very well.
Well.
Yeah. Let's talk some drinks first. And we'll start off again, a couple different drinks that we were able to try. The Celestial Cosmopolitan. Now, this is Tito's handmade vodka, Contreau, cranberry, hibiscus juice, and moon dust
mm-hmm.
for $15. How did you like this beverage? And we all kind of tasted our way around everything from beverages to food and
yes.
all.
This was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. The cranberry hibiscus juice
yeah.
was incredible.
Can we get that here?
I don't know. I want to.
Yeah.
It was so good. And actually later I had a just regular Tito's splash of crayon and then water like normal, and that was still the cranberry hibiscus juice, and it was, again, fantastic.
Super refreshing. Yes. Like, I would just sit and drink just the juice. Like,
oh, yeah.
That'd be wonderful in the morning with breakfast or something. Yeah, absolutely loved this. We did the Atma Spritz, which is New Amsterdam, Aperol, blood orange, orange juice, Prosecco, and a cotton candy cloud for $15.
And this was really cool because she comes and the cotton candy's in the glass, and then she pours the liquid over top of the candy, and it was just really cool and fun to watch.
And it immediately melts like right in there, which I think is great. I did a planetary punch, which was Bacardi Silver, Malibu, Blue Caracal, Guava, and Coconut for $15. I didn't get a lot of strong hints of coconut, which is great because we're not huge coconut fans.
Correct.
But this comes, first of all, it's this cool, like almost two-layered glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has just this futuristic look to even the glass. But then this thing is blue and it's bubbling and smoking.
Yeah.
And that went on for like a bit. Like it was really, really cool. And like you could hold the cup and you could feel it like vibrating and bubbling and all.
Yeah.
And the drink was absolutely delicious.
Yep.
Then we can go into Moon Rocks. This is a non-alcoholic beverage. This is coconut, blue cotton candy syrup, lemonade, moon dust, and moon rocks. This does come in a collectible cup for children.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a pack of Space 220 collectible trading cards.
Yes.
Which is just such a cool little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel had this. Very good, refreshing. I really like all their drinks.
Yeah.
Nothing to me is too sugary or too syrupy. You know, sometimes you do. You get some of these mixed style drinks and they go overboard with the sugar. And these were all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kat ended up getting a Moon Rocks, but added vodka.
Well, and that's what was really cool. All these drinks. So all these drinks, the vodka ones were, I mean, the alcohol ones were $15. The Moon Rocks was $12. So when we were all adding alcohol or having alcohol, she said to Rachel, you can actually add Tito's to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rachel was like, no, thank you. So Kat was like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that. So she did.
Yeah.
Now, one would think, okay, Tito's, then, you know, 12, 13, 14,
what's the upcharge?
$3 maybe to add? No, unfortunately, we did hear that it was not only $12, but then it was like...
It was another, I think, another 13 or something. She ended up paying $25 for
the
drink.
Yeah.
So something to note, if you do, you may just want to ask, say, what is the cost going to be if I add vodka? Because it was basically almost the charge of a full vodka drink plus the addition of the kids drink.
Yep.
But she got her drink. It was good. Got her trading cards.
Yep.
Got was supposed to be a very limited white trading card.
Yes.
And it was cool because Kat was telling us about it originally. Waitress Kat.
Yes.
And then friend Kat opens it and gets one of the white cards.
Yep.
I almost wanted to get one just for a pack of cards.
Like, I know.
I think it's worth doing. It's just cool.
Yeah.
I love that addition.
Yeah, I agree. It was fun.
Yeah, and I would love to take children and get the souvenir cup. They will not serve it to it. They will not give it to adults.
Yeah,
which I actually really, I like that.
Yep.
I do. Because they're very cool looking little rocket ship cups and stuff. So, all right, let's get into our appetizers. So we're each going to get an appetizer, and we each specifically said, let's get four different appetizers so that we can try everything, you know, because there's a lot of good stuff on this menu.
Yes. And when Rachel and Kat does listen, I really want to shout out and say thank you so much for helping us work, because, you know, it something like this, they might go, well, I kind of want this instead. And they really, I truly appreciate you friends for
and they were part of our they were part of our live streams. I mean, this is their first time ever going to this cool new place, and like as Rhonda said, thank you guys so much for putting up with us and getting different items and being in the live streams and, you know, basically not getting to just sit quietly and enjoy your meal.
So
I went ahead, I got the Big Bang Burrata. This is a burrata de mozzarella, grilled artichoke hearts, arugula, and a sunflower seed romesco. I had never had burrata. I've heard of burrata, and it's it's very much kind of like mozzarella meets ricotta.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a little bit more ricotta in flavor kind of that texture of like a fresh made mozzarella, that softness, came with this little arugula salad that was very refreshing. I enjoyed it. This is a really good cheese starter dish. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It was really good, I thought.
Neither one of us had ever had burrata.
No.
And it sounds so fancy. I like
it. And Rachel and Kat liked it too. And yeah, this was, because I took a couple of bites of yours.
Yep.
I like this.
Yeah, so absolutely delicious. Then we went, Rachel had gotten the Starry Calamari. Great name.
Yep.
And all these dishes are beautiful in presentation. They really are. Especially this one.
This one, yes.
So I'll let you talk about how it's presented, because it's fried calamari, then Italian cherry peppers, spicy marinara, and a roasted pepper citrus aioli. What made this presentation and dish so cool?
Well, it was really cool because it came on, okay, so I guess, how do you say it, this big plate with indentions all across it, not touching, which I absolutely love, because that is like one thing that if I could get plates like this all the time, I would eat all of my meals like this. But yeah, for one, it was all rings on the calamari, which was fantastic. And yeah, and then you had a little divot here, and that's where the Italian cherry peppers were. And then you had a little divot here, and here was the spicy marinara. And then you had a little divot here, and there's the roasted pepper. And it was so cool, and just like the presentation again was just really neat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like divoted like symmetrical, I guess the right word is.
No, exactly.
So it was really just cool looking.
Yeah. It was very cool. And it was and these are great portions too. These are very shareable portions. This is a good amount of calamari.
Yep.
Just perfectly lightly fried. Nice touch of salt. I preferred the spicy marinara as my dip. I know the rest of you guys really loved the aioli.
Yes.
I just thought the marinara went so well with it, but the aioli was good as well. And I would highly recommend this again. You know, we've eaten a lot of calamari across property, and I have to say, most all of it is usually really good. Yeah. And this was as well. I would get this again.
Yep.
Next, we'll move on to what actually I think going back might be my favorite appetizer we had. That Kat got, and that's the Blue Moon cauliflower. So this is a tempura fried cauliflower, a house-made hot sauce, and blue cheese dust.
This was really
good. This is like buffalo.
Yes.
Buffalo cauliflower, basically.
Yep.
Perfectly lightly fried. I love the tempura batter. The chunks in the you know, florets, I guess you would call it, of the cauliflower are nice and tender inside. Yes. This is one of those that I can say is like a meaty dish. You know, this could have easily just been little chunks of fried chicken, tempura fried chicken, and it would have been delicious. I love taking something like a cauliflower, a vegetarian or vegan dish,
right,
when it can have a flavor of, not a flavor, but just a feeling of meatiness, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Only thing we had wished was, because it was kind of served like, bottom of the plate was spread with the buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
And then the cauliflower was on top. And I'm sure we could have asked for a side of more buffalo sauce.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it tasted, again, it tasted very house-made. I mean, it's saying that it's house-made, but this didn't taste like your standard just Frank's, you know, jarred hot sauce.
Right.
You could tell that there was a lot of care put into making this, I think. And then finally, Rhonda had gotten the Neptune Tartare. This is yellowfin tuna, a yuzu ginger miso, soy, avocado, radish, apple, and sesame crackers. This is basically a raw tuna stack.
Yeah.
Would say, right?
Yep. Because I started to say the way it was like, you know, presented too, that was really cool.
Yeah.
In a like oval.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everything circle, layered. So like, you had the tuna on the bottom layered with like the avocado and all the different ingredients. And then it's stacked up and you got these sesame crackers to kind of scoop it up with. I thought this was fresh. This was very good tuna.
This was very good.
This is a summer dish when it's 85 and 99% humidity outside in Epcot. Yep. Right. Don't you agree with like just the perfect kind of summer dish?
Yes. It was really good. I think everybody really liked this one too.
Yeah. Before we get into the entrees, something else that I have seen people say, and again, these are people that are going off of photos and not experiencing it, is that they felt like the food wasn't spacey enough, like in look and all, which I don't get.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You want to open up the...
Well, everybody wants the free... Everybody wants the ice cream, the freeze-dried ice cream the astronaut ice cream. But this is elegant looking, mm-hmm. presented, delicious food. I think they've got really cool names.
Absolutely.
And a play on things.
Yep.
I don't know what people expected. It's one thing to know, like, okay, Galactic Star Cruiser that's coming.
Right.
The menus there are very out of this world because Star Wars is out of this world. It's a completely different galaxy. So you can believe like that they have something like blue shrimp. We
right.
don't. Like, I don't know what people right. are expecting, because think about it, right? 220 miles up in mm-hmm. space, they're sourcing all the food from Earth.
Right.
So I don't know what people expected
right.
to have like these big. And the thing is, if they went crazy and they had stuff like blue shrimp or something, everybody's going to complain about it.
Right.
They don't want to eat blue shrimp.
Right.
So I think this food has the elegance of you dining in space. And
absolutely.
It is beautifully presented with fresh ingredients, and I think they knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into our entrees, which again, we were able to try four different things, starting with the Centauri burger that Rachel ordered, and she had it done medium rare. This is a signature beef blend, white cheddar cheese, bacon, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and then it comes with a side of fried potato wedges, and this also has a sriracha aioli.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the burger? Because we did get to try it.
It was great. It was a really good burger.
It is.
Like, I would definitely love to eat this, again.
Yeah. I thought it was a very simple burger
mm-hmm.
done perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a good burger. Balance of ingredients were great. The meat was delicious.
Yes.
Again, with that salty flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was cooked perfectly. Bun was outstanding. I do think that you have to consider what potentially the cost of a burger is across property
mm-hmm.
and think, is that where you want to spend your $55?
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing, but it's a delicious burger.
Absolutely.
And I would get it and I would eat it and I'd be fine with the total cost of it.
Yes.
Potato wedges, the batch that she got, I thought they were really good, and they were flavored really well. They were a little bit crispy throughout,
mm-hmm.
But nice, thick, like steak fry potato wedges, perfectly seasoned. So I actually really did enjoy them. I like when you can get something that's not just your standard fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit different.
But that was something that you liked.
Yes.
Like I didn't try them, but the rest, Kat and Rachel kind of thought they were almost on the burnt side. But
yeah.
Like I said, that's why I'm saying Jeremy likes that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so, and we almost said something, but we ended up not. I think we just
yeah.
got busy.
And we had enough food. Like,
it was, yeah.
All right. So then Kat ordered the flat iron steak. This has a coffee space rub, smashed fingerling potatoes, Cabernet butter, and the I can never pronounce them right. They're the little carrots. They're the fancy carrots, right?
Yeah.
She had hers done medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful
yes,
steak.
Yes, it was.
Nice sear on the outside with kind of that crunch and crisp,
mm-hmm.
but then perfectly cooked inside.
Yep.
Those smashed potatoes
yeah.
were outstanding. Did
yeah.
you eat some?
I think so, yeah. Because I had that in the steak, and the steak was so good.
It was. It was very, very good. But those
mm-hmm.
smashed potatoes to me were like, oh, that was like my favorite potato of the weekend, I think. Yeah, nice and crisp and crunchy on the outside, salty, but then a perfect like tender inside of the potato.
Yeah.
I think this is a really good pick.
Oh, yeah.
To go towards your $55.
Yeah.
You know, to me, this is easily a $40 to $45 steak at signature restaurant,
right?
I did decide to go ahead, and because we really wanted to try everything, I went with the Galactic Lobster Globe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, I will say, is presented to me in a manner that is space-like.
Yes.
Because it literally comes in this giant bowl globe that almost looks like, you'd have to have a really tiny head, but it almost looks like you could like put it on as like a space helmet, like this clear, you know, hard plastic bowl.
Right.
So this is Maine lobster salad, quinoa, bulgur wheat, avocado, lettuce, mango, a citrus dressing, and crispy wontons. And again, this is supplemental, extra $18 in addition to your normal $55 pre-fix menu
right.
price. But I think there was potentially an entire lobster. There were two claws,
yeah.
giant claws, and I think it was like the whole tail. I think this was pretty much a whole lobster in there. Mm-hmm. It is very, when you hear Maine lobster salad, I'm not a big fan of salads in that regard, like right. chicken salad or shrimp salad, because they're heavy based in mayonnaise and I just don't care for that. This was not, this was almost like the way I feel like you would get a lobster roll that is just very, very lightly dressed.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ingredients, the quinoa, the bulgur wheat, having that avocado in there, the mm-hmm. mango. This is, again, much like your tuna tartare stack mm-hmm. for your app. It is just a light, refreshing dish. You want to eat the whole thing, but you're not going to leave like, oh, why did I eat the whole thing? You
right.
know what I mean? It's like a perfect amount. And the lobster was cooked to perfection. I think this is certainly, if you're thinking, you know what, I got an extra $18, then go for it.
Yeah.
Good news is everything else that we had is so delicious. I don't feel like you have to go for this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you got to get it because it's the best thing on the menu. Everything is so good.
Yeah. And I tasted it and I didn't love it. But that's okay because, yeah. you know, there's so much. So I'm glad you got it. I think just the combination together of all the food just
yeah.
wasn't.
It's a lot of different items.
Yeah. It wasn't on my radar.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Excuse me. But I mean, oh my goodness. Of course, like, the lobster was amazing yeah. and it was,
I like the light. I like the refreshing. We mm-hmm. honestly, you know, we tend to do often, one bigger meal a day when we're at Disney and it's normally not lunch.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so for me, sometimes thinking, all right, I'm going to sit down and eat just say a whole burger and a whole bucket of potato wedges or, you know, and then go out into yeah. the Florida sun and heat. I liked this being that light and refreshing, yeah. but I was still full.
Yeah. You didn't even eat it all.
No, I you left. Ate I, all yeah, of everything. The... I still left in the bottom. There was, like, I think a little bit of the quinoa and yeah. the bulgur wheat and lettuce and all, but I ate all the lobster out Starts and the avocado eat, yep, and the mango all and all.
Yep.
All right. We're going to, and Rhonda's going to roll her eyes because I know sometimes I can say something is the best I've ever had. And uh-huh. then, like, a week later, I'm like, this is the best. I get it. I know. I like food a lot. And we've had some really good food lately. We've dined at some really good places. Rhonda got the baked macaroni, like, mm-hmm. you know, mock speed. See what they did there?
Uh-huh.
This is a candel pasta, a sausage ragu, broccolini, sheep's milk ricotta, a bechamel, and pecorino.
Mm-hmm. And the pasta's homemade, correct?
I think it might be. I'm actually not sure. It's nice, thick
I thought they said
pasta.
It, yeah.
I think she might have. What did you think? This was your dish, even though I ended up licking the plate.
Yes, you did.
literally.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was absolutely probably, yeah, I would say my favorite.
Out of everything
out
we
of
ate that
everything
day?
We
oh,
ate.
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, everybody else kind of thought so too.
Yeah.
Which
this was shockingly good.
Yeah.
When it's called baked macaroni, I know it sounds like macaroni and all. Don't think of this as like a macaroni and cheese. This is much more in line with a lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Layered, it has this, the pasta is nice and thick. So,
yes.
And that's all layered throughout. So you get a lot of the sauce in the ragu and all get into kind of the little pasta shells.
Yep.
This very meaty sausage ragu with a ton of flavor, the broccolini in there, the sheep's milk ricotta,
mm-hmm.
I have not stopped thinking about this dish. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I remember just taking the first bite and I was like, oh, that's good. And then I think I had another bite and then I was like, all right, this is Rhonda's dish. Let me get back to my lobster. But it's one of those where, you know, that meme where the girl's walking by and the guy's like turning his head to look at her. And he's like with his girlfriend who's now looking at him.
Yeah.
Like, the girl walking by is the baked macaroni. And the girl I'm with was the lobster globe. Love her. She's great. But that baked macaroni walked by and I got a look at it. And I remember just in the end, literally, I'm taking my finger and sopping
really
up the leftover like sausage ragu in the bechamel and all and just eating it. And this is now one of my favorite dishes on property. And I think it's probably my favorite pasta dish I've had on property. I would love to see, I was telling a friend Eric about it, who knows Italian food very, very well. He seems a little suspect But I would love for someone like him to go and try this and give me thoughts, because it just, every single point it was supposed to hit on, it did. Mm. And the combination of flavors to me were, yeah, legit out of this world. I would be hard pressed to go back and not get this every single time I go.
Yeah.
Like, am I overselling it? Because I love this dish so much. No, like, literally, I think about it every day.
Oh, my goodness.
At some point during the day, I think about it and I miss it. Mm. I love the addition of the broccolini on top. It gave it some nice color. And it, oh, this was so delicious. I want it again. If there is any of you copycat recipe folks, you know, if you're out there listening, go eat this and you tell me how to make it, because I don't even want to try. I like to try and come up sometimes with my own. I don't know how I could recreate this. It's so perfect. First of all, we'd have to find a sheep and milk it. You just buy sheep's milk at Publix?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I have to look into that.
Where do you get sheep's milk ricotta?
I don't know.
And do you think the sheep are, I didn't see any sheep out the window, so they're probably getting them back on Earth. Do you think they're bringing them up, or they're getting the milk down there, bringing it up?
Yeah.
They should have a sheep come by outside, float by with a little
helmet. They have a dog.
Yeah, they do. So talk a little bit about kind of, you know, as you look out these windows and you're overlooking Earth and into space.
Well, you do see Earth, which is really cool. And then sometimes you see things float by, like, you know, space people, a dog.
Yeah, a dog.
The spaceship.
We didn't see it. There is at one point where space people, astronauts, are having a lightsaber duel.
Yes, we did not see that, though.
There are some ships and stuff that'll come by. I like that it's very subtle, because they could have gone way overboard where you're just like constantly having to stare out the window. It gives more of a feeling like you could be. It's silliness in some ways, but I really like that. It's the same way you might be at California Grill and all of a sudden you look out and like, oh, a bird flies by, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not just having to stare out the window, but you might look up and go, oh, look at that over there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do you recommend Space 220 to people?
1,000%.
I do too.
I mean, it is, again, from beginning to end, I think it is totally worth the price of the whole thing. And, you know, you know, if you want to save some money or, you know, not spend so much, you know, you don't have to drink or anything, because that's obviously added prices. It does come with, you know, like Cokes and teas.
Yeah, juices, whatever.
Water, you know, whatever you want. But, this is, again, you know, I take everything into account by, you know, when you first step in to literally like leaving when you first step off. It is quite amazing.
It's an experience.
Yep.
And I'm so glad, because, you know, again, this is one of those things where being at Disney, a lot of times people go, well, that's expensive. They go, yeah, you're at Disney, you're paying for the experience. And we've always said that should never be an excuse to not still have the best quality of food.
Right.
And they have it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, because I do think sometimes you could go in there and go, that meal was good. Wasn't like the best ever, but we were in space. And, you know, you almost make excuses.
Right.
And here you don't have to make an excuse.
Right. And we did leave out, when you do get off the elevator, first you come through this like,
going in,
you come through this like,
it's
tube?
A tunnel. Yeah. It's
tunnel,
like a tunnel.
And then, yeah, it shows on, I think it's either side, that they are, they've got the cauliflower growing and it's circulating. So it's really, really cool.
It has kind of a living with the land vibe, but in space where, they're growing and harvesting all these crops and stuff, which is really cool.
It was.
I 100% recommend here. This is, you know, I think in a lot of people's minds too, they're going, well, I'll try it out, but it's probably only a place you want to go once. No, I would go here again and again,
absolutely.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
I want to like go back. I really want to do the lounge. We can find a good time to maybe just wait and just say, you know what, we're going to wait for the lounge. Yep. Or maybe we'll go in the afternoon or closer to dinner time, because there are some additional items there. Yep. I'm a huge fan and I'm so impressed and I'm so happy. Because we waited a long, long time for this, you know, amidst some construction delays, COVID, of course. It's worth the journey.
Yes.
If you have issues with getting reservations, you can always go to msmfriends.com, click the little mouse dining link that we have there, put in to try and get a reservation. They'll scour and notify you if something comes available. 'Cause this is one of those that I don't think you want to,
bypass, you know. No. I mean, I this is absolutely. One keep trying
yep.
for a reservation yep. Because you don't want to miss out on your trip.
Nope.
So I'm excited to see as some other people continue to go what their thoughts are. I really I want to go back now and read a bunch of the, like, you know, blogs and reviews because, okay. again, I held off on it
yep.
until we had a chance to go and do our own episode and all. So, Rhonda, thank you for being here this morning because we are recording before you go for a nice long 10-hour workday. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Rachel, Kat. Thank you for joining us and letting us yes. try your food and all that good stuff. If you have not done so already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, including this Friday for our 400th episode, which is absolutely insane. Wow. Been at this for a while now. And as long as you're out there subscribing and going to MSMFriends.com and MainStreetShirts.com, we would love if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home.